Okay, we're going to do it, Simon. We are going to talk about Bonds. So, Sean Connery, Roger Moore, Daniel Craig, am I in the right ballpark here?
You are in the right ballpark, and Bonds have been the centre of attention.
First things first, thank you very much for listening. I'm Nick Howard, I'm producer of Jazz FM's Business Breakfast. I'm talking to Simon French, he's chief economist at the investment bank Panmure Gordon. Right now, he's rolling his eyes at that Bond music.
So for some of your listeners who may be wondering, what is a bond? A bond is issued by a government or a business, and it's an IOU. They take an amount of money, let's say £100, and in return they will pay you what's known as a coupon, an interest rate of whatever they promise. You know, let's say 5% to keep the math simple. Let's say it's paid annually. That would be £100 you give to the corporation. They pay you £5 each year, let's say for 10 years. And at the end of the 10 years, they give you £100 back.
Okay, why would people sell them and why would people buy them?
So there's a secondary market for bonds. What does that mean? It means that if the first buyer who gave the £100 to the corporation wants to sell it, no longer has need of it, but it's still a live bond, it's still, say, got 9 years to run, they can go to a bond exchange and they will be offered a price for that bond. If you're paying for what was originally a £100 bond, let's say you're paying £200, and you're only going to get the £100 back at the end of the 10 years, then effectively your interest rate has halved in real terms. So you would say that that bond has exchanged at 2.5% rather than 5%. And quite the inverse has happened this week. This is why it's starting to hit the headlines, is because those bond prices are starting to go down, which means that interest rates go up.
Bond yields hit an 8-month high.
Germany's 10-year government bond yield touches a mighty 0.09%.
It's certainly being felt in bond markets.
That's impacting bond markets.
And so US treasuries, which make up an awful lot of people's pension funds, are therefore becoming less and less attractive.
My next big question is, how is this going to affect you and me? But first, why is this happening now?
The most commonly cited reason is that the election of Donald Trump and the anticipation that he will go and do a lot of infrastructure spending, building roads and railways in the US, will push up growth and push up inflation, meaning the amount that you want as an interest rate to compensate you for lending to the US government will need to go up as well. And therefore, investors are not prepared to pay the kind of high prices and get lower interest rates for these bonds.
Now, of course, it's never quite that simple. Remember, bond prices have been going down around the world, in Europe, and here in the UK as well. Now, Simon says there are more or less three possible other reasons for the change.
The Federal Reserve may start to raise interest rates.
Which means you want the interest rate on your bonds to be higher to make them still worthwhile, which means you pay less for them. Second possible reason.
The other side to what Donald Trump has been saying is that he may be more protectionist on trade. He may label China a currency manipulator.
That's tricky enough for us, but it will hit developing markets, which also issue bonds and who've got rich off of free trade, much harder. So perhaps traders are ditching their developing market bonds, which pushes the price down and the interest rate or the yield back up. And finally,
the eye is now shifting towards the Italian referendum next month and the French presidential election early next year.
This year, we've already had Brexit, we've already had Trump, so investors are simply wondering what's next. Is this just of academic interest or just of interest to people who trade bonds? Does this make any impact on me?
Yeah, Nick, it does make an impact on you. Almost certainly your listeners' pension funds will have big holdings of bonds. And if the value of those investments goes down, they have less ability to pay into your pension. And the other side of it is that a lot of the mortgage rates are priced off what goes on in the bond market. So if interest rates go up in the bond market, it is likely that mortgage providers will pass those on through higher interest rates.
Before you panic, Simon made it clear this was a possible future concern, as although there have been big changes in the value of bonds relatively speaking, we're still nowhere near the levels seen before the financial crash. But there is one final thing for you to be keeping an eye on.
There is one country that is crucial to all of this, and it isn't the United States and it isn't the United Kingdom. I think China is a key component to this story. China owns about $1 trillion worth of these IOUs issued by the US government. If it chooses to sell sell those in large quantities, then that pushes up the interest rate. So clearly that diplomatic relationship between Washington and Beijing will be absolutely key.
Good luck.